super. So let's jump in and talk about the Mayan Riviera. Yes, a new incentive. And, of course, you know Mary Jo. What does she do? She wins them all. And I suggest it's not because I want to get away from my husband, because a lot of you know my husband doesn't travel. And Lydia loves the fact that he doesn't travel because she gets to go on all these travels with me. She's already on her second passport since she's joined with me in the Banatech business. So, but the neat thing of it is that I always win, and I always commit to win, even before I know where we're going. And the number one reason for that isn't because I love to travel, isn't because I love to be spoiled, isn't because it's so awesome that people are going to give me an all-expenses-paid trip somewhere. It is, from my perspective, it's because I'm a leader. And if you're a leader, you lead by example. So whether I want to be on the Mayan Riviera or not, doesn't matter. I'm going to win it because I'm going to lead my organization by example. If I don't choose to step in and win it, I can't have any expectation in the wildest world that any of my people in my organization will be motivated to do the same. So that's why I choose to win. Now, do I love the Mayan Riviera? Absolutely. And I even announced, they had me speak a little bit. I don't know how many of you were on the call last Thursday where they reviewed the rules and went through a lot of that. Anyway, if you did that, but, oh, by the way, let me highlight one thing before we even talk about that, the review of that. They did review, and I wasn't on the earlier call because I was in a board meeting that night, but I did. They wanted me to latch on to the end of the call, so I did jump off out of the board meeting to do that for them. But I know they talked about Ben Carson, and I haven't gone back and listened to that. Well, Ben Carson, just let me recapture that, too. It's really not part of the Mayan Riviera, but fine that it's being taped so you guys get this. Ben Carson was attacked in one of the very conservative news about his affiliation with Manatech. And, of course, that happened last week, and I was really distraught a little bit about that because, you know, as long as he's still in contention and potentially running for president in 2016, that kind of stuff is going to keep popping up in the news every single day. And you know, they love to dredge out all the stuff when we were under, you know, attack by the Texas AG and all the glycobiologists claiming that our product is those sugars don't work that way and blah, blah, blah. Before the whole science of glycobiology got totally, you know, accepted and now treated as common knowledge and common. We went through that hardship time, and so they were railing on Ben Carson about it, and I felt badly because I thought, boy, poor Ben. His handler said he has no comment. He's gonna make no comment on this, and he takes jobs through the Speakers Bureau. That was the end of it. So it sounded like they were being very evasive, and I felt badly about that because I thought, oh, I wish Ben would just come out and be honest. And guess what he did? They did a live interview with Ben Carson. And if you haven't seen it, look it up. I think it's probably
go to Google and do Ben Carson Manatech
on Google, and you'll find it. It's on YouTube. So you can locate it. And he did an awesome job. He was interviewed by a major news reporter, and it was on television, right? It was broadcast. And they were arguing about, blah, 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 this supplement company. And Ben Carson goes, well, you know, I really think supplementation is something every person should consider today because of the inadequacy of our foods. I mean, I'm going, yes, you know. And then he started railing about Manatech and Sam Castor and these unethical representations about curing disease conditions like Tay-Sachs, and he started throwing all this stuff out. And Ben Carson looked at him and said, you know what, I have utmost admiration for Sam Castor, the company Manatech. He said, you know, what's happening when that happens is that there are a number of associates that are out there that just will say anything and make any claims to try to make money. And he says, Sam tried and the company tried. He said, so it's not about, he says, I disagree with a lot of the claims some of these people are making. But the fact remains, he says, these are great products. I take these products. I've taken them for the last 10 years, he says, and I take them every day of my life. Why? Because I don't get sick. And that's what he said. So it was almost like a live testimonial about glyconutritionals. So I was ecstatic. I watched that. So go watch that. If you haven't seen the video yet, go watch it. It's something you definitely can use in your business in response to people that might come across that other right-wing radical right-wing article that was written attacking Ben Carson. So anyway, I wanted to plug that in, but that kind of got involved in our
talk about last Thursday night, because they did bring that up in the leadership call before they talked about the Mayan Riviera. And his interview came after that Thursday night call. So I wanted to update you on that. But on the Thursday night, they went through all the rules and about how to win this and how important it is. And I wanted everybody, you can go back and listen to that call as well. But the importance is that you want to step in and understand it to win it. And this whole incentive is very much similar to the one we had last year for Punta Cana. So if you got familiarized with that, you'll be familiarized with the calculations that are going out. There are some tweaks and changes that they've made, but I want to assure everybody, if the last one caused you some confusion, Manitech, and I've worked with them as well, in terms of building a program that's going to be more user-friendly, that runs on the computer, on Success Tracker, where you can trace your results every single business period. So the calculations are clear. You're going to be able to see if you max out in a leg. All those things are going to be done. But the idea is, don't feel lost just because it looks like it's too cumbersome of a calculation. Bear with me as I review it today, and then if you have questions, I'll be more than happy to answer. But you can also go back and listen to that call, and there were some good ideas at the end. I thought Luciana did a great, wrap up as well, and I gave some ideas on what's most important for you to get started with. And hopefully you guys all enjoyed it. Our feedback on that Thursday night call was that was the best incentive call they had ever heard. So, all right, so back, let's jump in. Mayan Riviera Challenge, what's it about? Well, this challenge is actually a 12 business period. It's the longest incentive challenge I've ever been associated with. And one of the, when they were formulating this, I was like, some of us, that especially in our society today with ADD, we, how do you pay attention to an incentive for 12 business periods? And they said, and then we talked about breaking it up and having like mini incentives or mini programs that people can win every quarter. And so that's built into this as well. So you'll be able to see how all these, there's absolutely super gifts that can be won throughout the year. So you want to participate in doing mini blitzes as well in the process of winning this incentive. So it does keep us focused and on task to win this. Because it's longer than the one last year, I feel this incentive is even easier than last year, but there are other aspects of it that they've made easier as well, so let's jump in and review those. First of all, Mayan Riviera Challenge. How many of you have been to the Mayan Riviera before? I believe the resort is the Moon Palace. I keep hearing that, but I don't think they specifically announced that yet, but I believe it's the Moon Palace, and for those of you who have been at the Moon Palace before, forget about it. It doesn't look anything like it because they had to redo it. The hurricane hit and demolished the whole year. They redid the whole thing. It's supposed to be really much more exclusive now and much more enjoyable. So I can't wait to be there. I enjoyed it tremendously when I was at the other Moon Palace trips. The other thing I love about it is they have catamarans that they have that are free to take out. You can, because there are water going vessels without that don't take any gasoline. And I love to sail, and one of the things I told people last time they had a Moon Palace, which was years ago, is I said, hey, if you can get yourself down to the beachfront, I'll be more than happy to take you out on the catamaran. And I know that I'll be spending a lot of time on the beach this time as well, taking people out, so join me in that fun. So if you've never sailed before, you'll have a blast going sailing with Mary Jo, I guarantee you. It's a lot of fun. And we took out everybody. In fact, Linda Schwartz, some of you know her, she's in a wheelchair, and her husband brought her down to the beachfront so that Linda could be on the catamaran with me, and I took her out sailing as well. So plan on that. That's just one of the excursions you can have that costs you nothing because it's all free. So Mayan Riviera is a lot of fun, so plan on being there. Again, the dates of it, because it's a 12-period incentive, it's not going to actually be in your travel plans until probably, I'm banking on, since they have the presidential trip in January, I'm banking on February as being the month that they're going to actually do this. That's what my bet is. They haven't announced the travel date yet, but they said early 2016, so I bet it'll be February. And that's a great time to be on the Mayan Riviera for those of you, especially up in Wisconsin and in Minnesota, because in the northern states and in Canada, because those are the freezing months. You'd much rather be on the Riviera than in the snowbanks of your local area. Let's talk about what do we win? Let's jump through all the things on the outline, and then again, if you have questions, go ahead and ask. What do you win? Well, there are three levels of winning. Usually you had to win it all or nothing, right? Or you could win additional flights or additional specialty things. Well, Manatech says, here's our plan. Here's how you win. If you win, if you hit the numbers that they say, which is the increase in cumulative GPV, then guess what? You win. You'll win the full trip if you hit their cumulative GPV. If you don't quite hit the cumulative GPV numbers, but you come close, that's what Manatech has done this year. They've kind of said, hey, if you even get 78% towards winning, you still win something. It's your choice whether you want to absorb the other costs involved. So 100% winners, meaning people that hit the cumulative GPV requirements and the other, you know, leadership level requirements they have in this, you will win round trip flight for two and four nights hotel stay for two people at the all-inclusive Moon Palace Resort. And the airline tickets, they're going up to $600 per ticket, so they're not letting you wait to book your ticket to the last minute, so it's $1,200 when you could have gotten it for $600. But it basically covers almost anywhere in North America that goes to Moon Palace. It'll cover your flight. You also get transportation to and from the airport and all, of course, the corporate-sponsored entertainment activities. If you don't quite hit 100%, let's say you get 95% the way there, and some people get that close, and I always had a policy in my downline that if anyone got within 10 to 15% of winning, I worked with them extensively in the last business period to make sure they won. So no one ever missed it by a thread. Not happening in my organization. But this year, Manatech is saying, hey, you can miss it by a thread and still get it. If you get between 89 and 99% of the requirements, then Manatech still gives you four nights hotel stay for two at the all-inclusive Moon Palace Resort, right? So you still get the four nights hotel stay for two. You also get round-trip flight for one to the resort. So all you would have to do is absorb one round-trip flight, and you're just as if you won 100%. So you can make the decision whether you want to make that investment to take advantage of all the other bennies Manatech is throwing your way. And, of course, you get the transportation to and from the airport and the corporate-sponsored events. And then there's the 78 to 88% winners. Those are people that didn't quite get that close. They're more than a thread away, but they still did a pretty darn good job of trying to get that cumulative GPV up. And that group is going to get the four nights hotel stay for two, and no transportation from your home to the Mayan resort. So you'd have to pay for one or two, whatever you, depending on how many you're taking, to go to the Mayan Moon Palace resort. And that would be your only out-of-pocket expense because it's, again, an all-inclusive resort. So all the food and drinks and all of that, activities, non-gasoline-generated activities they have there are all free. So is that clear to everybody? Get an idea of that? And the way that calculation will work based on, let's say you need 40,000 of cumulative GPV growth, they're going to look at that number, and if you get 99% or 88%, so 80%, let's say I didn't get 40,000 cumulative, but I only got 30,000. That would be 75% of it. I wouldn't get any win, okay? But if I got 35,000 of the 40 in cumulative growth, now I'm up to like 80-some percent, I'd be in the 78 to 88% winner, so at least I get some of it. If I got up to 90% of it, or 36,000, right, 36,000 puts me at 90%, which would put me in the 89 to 99% winners, then I would get round-trip flight for one and four nights hotel stay for two at the resort. Is that clear to everybody? So when they look at percentage of cumulative growth, they're looking at the percentage not of your total gross growth, you know, from your base plus cum, but just the cumulative. All right? So how to calculate that? That's how it works. All right. Secondly, how do we win? Well, the incentive promotion period, as I said earlier, is a 12 BP period. It goes from BP2, which started Saturday. So hopefully you're already signing up people and increasing your volume. And it goes through BP13. 2015. So it's 12 business periods. I think it ends somewhere like December 16th or 17th is the end of that business period. You can check that out yourself. I don't have that in the notes. You determine your okay, so that's the incentive promotion period. So we know the 12 business periods. We just kicked off the first business period. Second, determine your status. What was your highest leadership level from? And with the way they're calculating this is different than last year. to determine what your status is, which is important to understand what your requirement of cumulative GPV growth is, you need to look at your leadership from BP8 through BP13 of last year. That's six business periods. You look at those six business periods, whatever leadership level you're at for at least three of those business periods is your deemed leadership status. So they're not just looking at somebody, because that happens so many times where people just happen to make a certain leadership level in a business period, and that was the one Manitech picked for the determination period. That didn't make a lot of sense because they really weren't national directors or presidentials. They just happened to hit it that month. So they're going back and saying, we want grounded people. In other words, before we tie you to a cumulative GPV growth, we want to make sure that's your norm leadership status. So they went back to the six business periods, BP8 through BP13 of last year, and looked at how many times did you qualify for a leadership level in that group. Three or more business periods, that's what gives you your status. Clear? All right, that's your status for purpose of determining your cumulative growth required. Then you want to calculate your baseline volume GPV, and similar to last year's program, we look back at business period 3 through business period 12 of 2, is it business period 2 or 3, Lynn? I'm going to ask her to check on that. We might have a typo in there, and I don't want it to be wrong if anyone else knows off the top of their head. In determining the cum, you're going to be looking back, and you're going to be taking, and I believe it should be business period 2 because they're doing it based on 12 business periods. They're going to be looking at, business period, they're looking at last year's growth that you had. So they're looking at last year's numbers that you had in terms of how much volume you had in your organization, right? So when we look at last year's, we're going to determine whether you qualify, you know, how much volume that is, and then compare it to this year's. And as I'm looking at this, again, I don't know if anyone's on the line that has it. Let's see, cumulative target baseline, cumulative baseline is 2 through 13. Okay. So it is 2. Sorry, there's a typo, so just make sure to change that, and we'll change it as we post this. Your cumulative starts at business period 2 through business period 13 of 2014. I thought I changed that. Am I looking at the emails that went out late? Because I thought I caught that. Sorry, people. I thought I caught that earlier. All right, so everybody get that. Calculate your baseline volume GPV, total GPV, starting in BP2 to go through BP13 in 2014. That's your baseline, okay? Everybody got that? Again, typos, so make a correction, and I'll redo that on the
Mary Jo, okay. I think the rule said 3 through 12.
No, it says 2 through. I'm staring at the rules right now.
Oh, okay.
It says target baseline volume. The baseline volume, it's on page 1. GPV target will be cumulative GPV from BP2 2014 through BP13 2014. Okay? So what they're doing is they're kind of mimicking last year's 12 business periods compared to this year's 12, the same exact business periods. Make sense? So when they're doing cumulative last year, they're going from business period 2 to business period 13 because those are the exact business periods in which this incentive takes place. So same here. So you accumulate, that's 12 BP, you group that together, your total GPV, and the only thing that you would leave out in that calculation is if you have a presidential director in any of those legs, and it has to be a qualified presidential director by the same qualification rules. In other words, the last six business periods of that qualifying period, BP2 through BP13, which would be your BP8 through BP13, they would have to qualify at least three of those business periods as presidential. Otherwise, they would be deemed executive director, assuming they qualify for that. It's whatever leadership level, three or more of those periods they qualified for. So, okay? So that's how you calculate, or the highest leadership level they did for three of or more of those business periods. And that's how you find your baseline volume GPV. Everybody clear? All right, so we know our baseline. And usually what I do with baseline, because it makes it easier for me, it's more like something that I can grapple with, because when I look at those numbers, they're so huge. I look at them and I go, but that doesn't even relate to what I do on a monthly basis because it's 12 times what I'm doing monthly. I usually divide it by 12 because it gives me where my base is. So if my base is 150,000 of volume each business period, now I know everything I do above 150 on a month-to-month basis is part of my cumulative growth. So it gives you an idea that you can compare to your monthly instead of multiplying it out each month by 12 to find out where you are. I like to do it that way. So either way, that works for you. But again, Manatech will have an extensive calculation sheet that automatically calculates for you on a monthly basis, which is going to be so helpful for all of us so we don't have to spend our lives calculating every month like I did in the last incentive period. All right, so now that you have your baseline, that's where they start. So that's your base. And now what they're going to do is they're going to look at how much growth that you're having each business period that gets added to your cumulative growth. And they look at every single business period. So how much do you need to get in order to win? It all depends on what leadership level you are. A brand new associate that starts any time during the incentive period. So if somebody signs up today, and we have a number of sign-ups that we're doing today from the trip we did on Friday. We didn't sign them up Friday. We are signing them up today. I give them a little break towards this number, not a big break, but a little, right? And it didn't matter to them whether they're signed up Friday or Saturday, so that's what we did. So they're brand new associates. They have 30,000 GPV they need to reach. Now, theirs isn't a matter of growth. Theirs is just, you know, when you get a new associate, you just get to go and look at it because they don't have business period 2 to business period 13 of last year. Right? There is no cumulative. They just need new growth. They need whatever volume they have each business period from business period 2 on is going to be accumulated to hit the target for them. Make sense for everybody? So that's how you treat a new associate. Go ahead.
But in in looking at that strategy-wise, they would need to have at least 6,000 in each of 4 periods to qualify eventually.
Well, those are other requirements.
Yeah.
Right. This isn't the only requirement. This is just cumulative growth requirement, okay?
It's part of the
stick to that. Yeah, there are other issues that we're going to go through in this that they have to comply with as well, and that's one of the things that you're talking about, right?
Yeah. But it's part of the 30, so that's cool.
Right, okay. All right, but all we're doing is focusing on cumulative growth right now. That's what is your required cumulative growth, and then there's some restrictions around it, so we got to understand those as well. For new associates, 30,000, and that just means, for them, it's not called cumulative growth. I mean, I don't even like the terminology because it's not growth over something they had in the past. It's just their GPV. If you total their GPV for every business period in this, it's got to add up to 30,000. That's one of the requirements. Okay, if you're a non-qualified RD or an RD, regional director. And that's, again, how do you figure out what your status is? You look at the last 6 business periods of the qualifying cumulative period to determine the highest level you reach for at least 3+ business periods. That would be 35,000 GPV. So they need to get 35,000 of growth in their GPV. An ND, national director, needs 40,000 GPV cumulative growth. An ED needs 44,000 cumulative GPV growth, and a PD needs 48,000. And again, the PD without any other PD legs. So it's everything outside your PD legs. Everybody clear? Any questions on GPV growth requirement? All right, so let's talk about some of the restrictions that, like Ann was bringing up. Number one, no more than 65% of your required increase in cumulative GPV can come from any one leg. So you can't just have some leg skyrocket and all of a sudden you have 50,000 GPV growth because you got a barn burner business builder in there that went crazy and tried to get the, you know, presidential in 2015. That will not qualify you if you don't have at least 35% of the growth required in your outside legs. So you can't focus just on one leg, right? Everybody clear. Secondly, you need to there's a leadership qualification here, and that's what Ann was talking about when she asked that question. Because when she talked about, well, Mary Jo, she's going to have at least 6,000 in 4 business periods as a new associate. And the reason she is saying that is because everybody, either anyone qualified, you know, you have to qualify at national director at least 4 of the business periods, including any new associate, 4 of the business periods in the promotion period, including BP 13. So it has to be any of the other 12 business periods, the other 11, you could qualify for national director business period 2, 3, and 4, but then you'd still have to come back and qualify in BP 13. The last business period of the incentive, you must qualify as a national or you don't win. So you can't just try to, you know, be national director for the first 3 months and then qualify with your GPV growth. That's not going to help you unless you have a national director status in BP 13. All right? And that applies to everyone. So if you're an ND or you're any of those things, you have to qualify for qualified at ND or less. You have to qualify at least 4 business periods at ND for doing the promotion. If you're an ED, an executive director, or a presidential director status, you must also qualify at your respective level. In other words, you can have all this growth and then not qualify as executive director. And people sometimes do that. They try to just have a gigantic month of cumulative growth, and then they just let their business go, and they want to win a trip. Well, Manitech's trying to avoid people who just are a shot in the dark. They want you to have that constant growth patterning. Do the daily activities, do the high leverage activities, get your business to grow in a fashion where it's honorable and respectable, and you really are helping other people succeed as well. And that's when you see that constant GPV growth. So for EDs or PDs, you have to qualify at least 4 business periods during the promotion period, and one of those 4 has to be the last business period of the qualifying period, or the promotion period, which is BP 13. Is that clear? Everybody clear on leadership qualifications? So what does that mean? The people that win this trip, every one of them is going to be at least a national director or above. All right. The next qualification, must have a qualifying $100 PV or more auto order in BP2 through BP13. In other words, every single period of the promotion period, you must have a qualifying automatic order. That's simple enough. You would want to do that anyway to make income. The other restriction, G on the outline, it has to do with member income and member growth. We really are moving away from members as a concept because the three-point plan doesn't work with members, because the only people that really benefit from member is the person directly above them. It doesn't help everybody else in the organization. It's volume that just kind of is stray volume, and it also has had a major impact on compensation levels in the company with people upline. So they're really looking in and reevaluating that. You're going to see some changes in that over the next 12 months, but they still know that some of you are growing your business or have people coming in as members, but they're just limiting. They're saying that your cumulative required growth, no more than one-third of it can come from member volume growth. So know that at least two-thirds of your cumulative required growth must come from associates instead of members. And then the last qualification, which is new as well, associates who qualified as ED or PD entering the promotion period must qualify at least at the ND level the business period before the travel dates of the incentive. Now, that was a fascinating qualification, but I thought, how do you go from PD to ND? But you can see what people do. They buy tons of products, get the PD so that they qualify to win the trip, and then by the time the trip comes along 2 months later, they stop ordering, or they're ordering and shipping products all around the world to friends of them in other places in different countries, and that's how they get to hit those levels, and then the month before the incentive, they're not even qualifying as an ND. That has happened in Manitech. People, I'm telling you, a lot of these rules may not make sense to you, but they're done because people try to trick and they try to, you know, do whatever way they can finagle to win, they do it. And we've seen people, we had one guy, truly, I remember one guy hit presidential level, and the next month he wasn't even a national director, the next month. And that's impossible if you're growing your business in the right way to grow your business. So, okay, so those are the requirements. Pretty easy, pretty simple, not anything real restrictive in there, just the idea that we know that we have to grow. And the beauty of this 65% rule, too, I love because it's so consistent with our three-point plan. We want to be concentrating and focusing on two legs, right? That's what we want to be doing. If you're less than a senior national, you want to be really focusing on two legs and really building regionals and new nationals in each of those two legs. So you don't want to just be working on one leg at a time. So it's consistent with how we're growing our businesses today, and we want to keep going with that. All right. So that's basically the incentive program. Anyone can do it. I believe that, you know, new people have just as much strength to be able to do that. It's basically talking to people and saying, hey, let's get you to national level by business period 10, right? If you get a brand new person and you say, let's drive you to national director 7 by business period 10, that's taking, what, 7 business periods to get there. If you hit national business period 10 and you maintain that status, 11, 12, and 13, guess what? You don't have to worry about volume, because just the fact that you got up to national status the last 4 months, you maintained it, that's 24,000 of volume there. Clearly, you have 6,000 in your first 8 months that you've accumulated as you grew to national. So that's what the program is. So that's an easy one to go out and get brand new people to get on board with to win a trip. Right now is a great time to do that. If you try to do that, and you try to do that like in business period 8, you're in a different position, right? Now you've got two business periods, 8, 9, to qualify to try to get yourself up to, or 3 business periods, 8, 9, 10, to qualify as national. So it becomes harder and harder the closer you get to the end of the qualification period. But it clearly is something easy to do. Do not discount the fact that you can have brand new people. In fact, my business builders that are coming in today, they're all planning on being on a, you know, in a, on a Mayan Riviera. So, and my business period, that the person that signed up that got all these people started and qualified as regional or came really close. I don't think she quite made it, but she's also 100% dedicated to being at the Mayan Riviera. So any new people, it's a great promotion for them to win. Now let's talk about what else Manitech put in place, because they tiered. Remember I talked about the ADD element of this? Yeah. And there is some of that, because some people would just say, wow, 12 business periods, that's too long to focus on an incentive. And I don't think it is. I think it's a 12 business period. Let's just focus on our business. I think the time is now to really focus on our business. Let's really build a business and build, you know, what you're doing is building the lifestyle of your dreams. And why wouldn't you want to do that? And to get an extra bonus of winning an all-expenses-paid trip, that's a joyous thing as well. But they actually built in three BP challenges. There are 4 of them because there are 12 business periods in which this incentive takes place. We're already in the first 3 BP challenge, and that's what they're calling them, three BP challenges. The challenge 1 is BP 2 through 4, and what they're doing is they're giving special prizes out for people that win, and a lot of these prizes will be handed out at regional conventions, because Manitech is now having regional conferences across the country this year, and they're going to have them so that their goal is to have them within 200 miles of any associate, so no one has to travel more than 200 miles to get to a regional. And so we're excited about that. We haven't seen the schedule yet, but all of us are working diligently to support that to happen. We think it's going to be major to, you know, get that up, you know, that groundswell of activity up in the United States again, because we used to have so many of those kinds of activities. But the challenge 1 is BP 2 through 4, and of course 2 is 5 through 7, 3 is 8 through 10, and 4 is 11 through 13. In each challenge period, there are going to be 13 winners. In each challenge period, there will be 13 winners, okay? And here's what the winners look like. And the winners, first of all, how do you win? The Manitech hasn't put out the calculation process yet, but it's going to be based on accumulating points for combined auto order growth and enrollment pack growth. So they're going to look at those metrics to see, are you growing in your number of automatic orders, and are you growing in your enrollment packs? How many enrollment packs? So let's say if you sign up 50 people in the next 3 business periods and no one else in Manitech did that, and all of them are on auto order, and you increased auto order, depending on how the points are allocated, you probably have a great chance of being the top associate in that category. And they're going to give an award out for each level. One, they're going to give us a number one associate at the national level, the executive level, and the presidential director level. So if you're not a regional yet, or you're a regional but not quite a national, you want to get there as fast as possible to make sure you get to compete in these 3 business period challenges. Okay, that's just for the top 3. There's a place where you're also going to be able to compete even if you don't have a national or executive or presidential status. But these are rewards for those specific statuses in North America, and each of those people who get the top amounts at ND, EDPD, one each, So there are three winners. We'll each receive a $1,500 travel voucher to many different play. There are various locations. You get to choose, pick and choose what location you want to go to, but it's a $1,500 travel voucher, which I think is awesome. I think it's great. And I don't know how they're going to, you know, what the laundry list of those locations are. They're just leaving it as a voucher you can use on any airline. I don't know exactly the intricacies of all that, but just know it's a great gift. And this is independent of the Mayan incentive, all right? So do you have to win the Mayan incentive to win the BP challenges? Absolutely not. These are independent. They're just fun little kind of, you know, three-month blitz things that you can participate in, and who knows, you might just happen to win it without really even trying to win it. But it's a blitz that you can put on that you can, you know, and work in that 90-day cycle of a blitz to see if you can't win that prize. The next thing, the top 10 associates from all leadership levels. In other words, it doesn't matter if you're an NDE, ED, or PD. They're looking at everybody, right? And so that's the next 10. This is going to be independent of the first one. This is a second award system that's outside of the first award system. So, and know this, that the people who win the first award, the 1500 travel voucher on a challenge business, a challenge period, a 3 BP challenge period, they cannot win as one of the top 10 associates as well. You can, once you've won the 1500 travel voucher, you are not eligible for the second prize in any given 3 BP challenge. All right? So, you get into this second category, the top 10 winners from all leadership levels will be able to select one prize from the following top, they call them top-up prizes. And they're allowing you to make the decision of which one you want, so you could potentially win in business period 5, right? At the end of business period 5 are the first awards, 2, 3, 4 are the first, so that you'll find out business period 5 whether you've won. Okay, so you get notified in BP 5 that you won the first BP challenge, 3 BP challenge, as one of the top 10 associates. You didn't win the travel voucher, but you got in the top 10 associates from all leadership levels. And you don't have to pick because you may not even know that you're going to win the Mayan incentive yet. So you can notice that of the 5 rewards they're giving you, a couple of them, 2 excursions to swim the whale sharks, couples massage and pampering spa day, and upgrade room at the Mayan Riviera, those are related to this Mayan Riviera adventure, right? So you might want to look at it and say, and sorry, I didn't make it clear on the couples massage and pampering spa day, that is at the Mayan Riviera. So that also, so like I said, the only ones that are not related to the Mayan are the iPad and the travel voucher, both of which are about $400 gifts. So you can win those every single quarter, and you just can't win the 1500 travel voucher and one of those in the same quarter of the 3 BP challenges. Clear? So that's how that works. So we all want to be vying for those prizes as well. That's going to be a great, I can't wait to see the people, the thrill that people will have, because I think people are going to win that. Some of them are going to win it without even knowing they won it or they were trying for it, because they just are doing their business the right way. They're building their business. They're working off their daily activity tracker, habit tracker, and they're, you know, sponsoring a bunch of people, and they're developing their skills, and they're running their Manatech business as it should be run, and they're going to end up with this great prize in their lap. So those will continue again for the entire 12 business period. They're going to have 4 different 3 BP challenges that are going on to win these extra gifts. All right, the next thing, read the rules. I told everybody go back and read the rules on Resource Library. I'm not here to tell you each and every rule. They are dry as can be, so I'm going to have you read those on your own time. But you want to make sure you read them so you don't end up winning the trip and getting confused, right? I mean, there's some specific rules in there you want to be really aware of, and so just take the time and energy to read through them. They're a couple pages long. I think it's page 5, 6, and 7 on the post on the website. Oh, it actually goes to 8 with definitions, but 3 pages of rules and 1 page of definitions that you want to go through on your time. And again, those are all in Resource Library. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is just some strategies to win, because, of course, if it were, you know, if it were up to me, every single associate in North America would win this trip. And the way Manatech has structured it, I think they're going to be literally probably 1,000 people plus in the Mexican Mayan Riviera on this trip because they've dropped back to allow people to win even if they don't hit 100%. If they hit 78%, they still win. So, you know, they've scaled it back to really give a lot of flexibility for people to win in many different ways. So I'm just saying I think there are going to be like 1,000 winners on this thing throughout North America. So to help you win, what kind of suggestions can I make for you? And some of you heard me speak a little bit on the Thursday night call last week, the leadership call, but I just wrote some of the ideas out for you. First of all, help others win beneath you. I mean, that's how I always approach my incentives. In my organization, I put it out there and I say, okay, who wants to win this? Those are the people I want to help. Those are the people I want to work with. Those are the people I want to help grow because they really have a heart and passion. If you have a heart and passion to win this trip, you have a heart and passion for sharing Manatech with people. So let me help you win it and work with you, especially over the next 4 to 8 to 12 business weeks, I should say, next three business periods, because this is the most important time to win this incentive. But you want to go out there and help others beneath you win. Their volume, in effect, the way this is structured, just like last year, some of you know my funny story. You know, I had huge growth the year before with the youth coming out in the fall of 2013. So when they built this incentive, I looked at my numbers and I go, I got to average that giganto month in there, and it kind of blew me out of the water on my average volume. That it just kind of looked like unless I really had a gangbusters year in 2014, I wasn't going to win this thing. But I went out and I worked with some people to help them win it. Well, the funny thing is without even knowing it, my husband's position won the trip. He never signed up anyone. These trips don't require that you sign up and or enroll one person. Is that intriguing to some of you? Because some of you go, well, I'm not a very good enroller. Well, I'm not going to suggest that it's good for you not to enroll people, but my husband doesn't have anything to do with my business. I just have a position in his name so that we generate income there. It's a great strategy to use with Manatech that you can have multiple positions as a husband-wife. So he's got a position. I have it. I obviously work. He said to me, why do I need to work it? You work all my time and your time. You know. But anyway, so he actually won the trip, and I got to go in his place, right? So that's pretty cool because he doesn't travel. So that was a neat way of winning it accidentally. So the important thing is to know that you really don't, there's no enrollment requirements by people. It's just purely a cumulative volume growth. So what does that say to you? If my husband can win it and he never raised his finger doing Manatech for the whole year last year, it means no, not that you get to sit home and not raise your finger and just do a lot of praying that people underneath you want to go. It's go after and help people who want to win it. You know, inspire people to win this and help them win. And by helping people win, in virtually every case, and I'll tell you where the qualification is, where you help one person win in two separate legs, you're going to win this incentive in virtually every case. Now, why do I put in virtually every case? Because somebody's argued with me and said, Mary Jo, in every case that you help one person each of two legs win. And I said, not really, because what if you had this big leg out there and you lost a ton of GPV volume in it? So it robbed you from cumulative volume. So it takes away from your growth because you had huge losses outside. So here you have two people winning in these two legs, but in a third leg you lose 40,000 of volume or something. So guess what? Now you didn't meet your requirement. It wiped out all the growth you got from one of the people you helped win. That is a situation where you potentially wouldn't win. But is it likely? Absolutely not. But just be aware, I can't say in every instance you are going to win if you help two people win, but virtually every instance, especially if you're only working on two legs, your third leg only has 1,500 of volume or 10,000 of volume or even 20,000 of volume, guess what? You could lose all of that entire leg, and with the two legs that you're working on helping people win, you're still going to win the incentive. Isn't that great? So go out there, and you don't have to worry about the 65% rule when you're working with one person each of two legs to win. And I don't say work with one person. I'm saying work with the whole group. And because this is a terrific, what we call, bottom-up incentive. So let's go out and win it. Now, why does Mary Jo call it bottom-up? Well, I call it bottom-up because every single time you place volume at the lowest point in those two legs, you're adding GPV growth to every single person upline between you and where you just place that new
volume. So you're benefiting everyone. So imagine if everybody got in the habit of doing that. Sounds a lot like three-point plan, doesn't it? Absolutely. It's amazing how this aligns with the three-point plan. It's perfect alignment because that's how we tell people to grow their business with the three-point plan. So everybody gets a benefit from that GPV growth, and that goes into their hitting new leadership levels, them winning the Mayan incentive trip. All of these things apply. So it's a bottom-up incentive, so start at the bottom, and you might help six people win the trip in each of two legs. I don't know. It's endless. It's just about you taking on the belief and taking on the commitment to make this happen, and now go out and create it, because those are what's required. You have to be committed, and you have to believe you can do it. And I believe all of you can do it, but it's just about, are you committed to making it happen? That's the next step. The most important weeks, as I said earlier in my call, the most important weeks of this entire incentive are the next 4 weeks. Why is that true? Because of this. Think about this, and the same thing I taught last year. If you grow your business by 5,000, and most of us aren't going to do that. Let's just say 1,000, okay, for those of you on this call, and because some of you are really small, and I don't want to talk about presidentials or just executives. I want to deal with everybody. Let's say you grow your business by 1,000 in BP2. That's going to be the equivalent, assuming you keep that growth in place, that's going to be equivalent of 12,000 cumulative GPV towards your number. And you did it all in the first business period. Why? Because that growth gets added each business period. It becomes part of your cumulative growth in each business period. So you get to add it to the, you get 1,000 in business period two, and in business period three, let's say you grow by another 1,000. Now your total growth in that period is 2. So I get to add another 1,000 from my growth I got the period before because it's still there, plus my additional 1,000 I grew in business period three. You get how this happens? It's cumulative growth. So you get to add it over and over and over and over again if you get it now. Is that easier than trying to get 40,000 of growth in business period 10? Of course. It's absolutely simple to do. Is it also simple not to do? Yeah. There are going to be people who go, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't care about growing my business. I mean, people, you want to do this because it makes sense to get where you want to get in life, to get grow your business where you want it to go, but you also get a chance to win a tremendous trip, and you get to bring your team with you. So understand this next business period is the most important. And what's the next most important business period? Business period three. That's the second most important business period because that one you get to multiply times 11 because that growth that happens there gets to be added in 11 times, assuming you maintain it, 11 months. So you can see if you need 30,000 of growth, I just need three business periods, adding 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and guess what? I got it. Does everybody follow? Right. I mean, Anne's right. Yes, we still need the qualified national director, so you got to make sure you get that in there, four business periods. But the effect is get that growth in today. Don't wait till BP 6 or 8 or 10 when you have all these great opportunities right now to grow your volume. It's most important to do it now. So do your blitzes. Get your daily action trackers out. Get more of your group recognized that new that your manifest is coming up, right? Manifest 2015 is the first week in March. March 5th it starts for the presidential, 6th, 7th, 8th for everybody else. But, I mean, what a great event. You want to be there and you want a ton of your team there. How do I get them there? Look, we just signed up a brand new business builder coming in today, right? I told you about one of the group of the people who are signing up, All-Star, and they are committing, husband and wife are committed to come to Manifest. And they just heard about Manitech Friday. So that's the kind of momentum that you build around this. And you get those people on stage, and our goal for them, they're going to be regional directors. That's 1,500 of new growth in their first business period. Is that awesome? Great. Yeah. Can you do it? Yes, you can do it. Are you doing it? That's something you have to answer. So you want to, you want more people at Manifest. You want, and then what do you think happens when that brand new person hits a regional director and gets to walk across stage at Manifest 2015? You think that might make them a little excited about Manitech and doing more in this business? Of course. Huge. They get recognized at their new directorship level at Manifest. You get somebody in your organization close to national. Let's get her over the hump, get her to national, get her to Manifest, recognized on stage. Bingo.
huge, right? More recognition, more drive, more belief in themselves to do what they need to do, whether it's they're trying to get the executive or presidential or whatever their dream is for their life in Manitech. So you want lots of your team there. You want a lot of them to win and generate a ton of excitement and massive growth and what we call momentum in your organization. And, of course, that's what's going to help you achieve the lifestyle of your dreams as well. And we already discussed, the last thing I put in there was the concept of how this fits perfectly with the three-point plan. When you place them deep in your taproots, every single one of your legs, and again, we're supposed to be working on only two legs, and that some of us have exceptions to that because, you know, we're trying to integrate our old structure of how we built our downline into this new, you know, three-point plan. So we might be helping people on a third leg. That's exceptional. But when you start new people, you only want them working on two legs, right? Until they get to, like, senior national, at least, because then they can start working on their third to make sure they hit executive when they get that volume up there. But two legs, and so where are you placing your brand-new signups? At the bottom, deepest point of those two legs, because it helps everybody all the way upline in that leg. And that adds volume to everybody's approach to winning the Mayan Riviera Challenge. So, again, bottom-up incentive, take advantage of that. And the last thing I mentioned on that outline is we don't talk about traveling the beaches of the world. We just do it. Okay? So join us on this Mayan trip. Hopefully, you guys, that gave you some more information. Do we have any questions about what we went over? And by the way, the outline has now been changed and corrected. It's posted properly on the website as well. And the change we made was to 2C. The calculation of your baseline volume was incorrectly stated in the outline. It should be BP2 through BP13, 2014. Any questions? Did I do that great a job, or is just people just overwhelmed by the information? No? Anybody on the call that wants to win this Mayan incentive? Okay, we got a few beeps. Okay, great.
Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
This is Beth. I don't have a question on the incentive, but I was trying to find the thing for Ben Carson, and I could not find it searching it on Google.
You went on Google?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Lynn, she said she went on Google, and she tried to find Ben Carson and Manitech. Did you put Ben Carson, Manitech?
Yes, I did.
Or go on YouTube. It's a YouTube video.
I tried that, too, and I still didn't find it.
Really? It's an interview.
Hey, Mary
Jo, right there.
I posted it on my Facebook site if anybody wants to see it.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Did you love it or what?
I loved it, and I loved all the information that you've been giving every single Monday. We so appreciate you, Mary Jo.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you, too.
Absolutely.
And I love your commitment to Manitech. You're showing up. You know, nothing I do on Monday morning matters if no one shows up, so thank you for showing up. We appreciate you. Yeah, Ben Carson's is great. If you can't, I mean, I don't know how to help you get, you can look on her Facebook site. Who was that? You want to give her your Facebook? I'd say I'd send it out, but then I get a whole flurry of everybody asking me to send it out to them, and I don't want to take down 200 email addresses.
It's also on my Facebook page.
No, it's also on Lydia. Lydia posted on her Facebook.
Okay, great. I've got hers.
So
you
got Lydia's? There you go.
Yeah.
You got it, girl. There you go. Okay, super. Thanks, Lyd, for doing that. Okay, anyone else? Okay, kids, off to the races. I want to see you all on the Mayan Riviera with me in February. Are you going to be there? Do I have the hands raised? Do I have the kudos on that? Let's make this work. It's just kind of common sense. Just go out there and grow your business, but put the emphasis, as you see, the emphasis now. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't sit back and think, oh, I'll wait till the snow melts, or I'll wait till the Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl since they gave the game to Seattle yesterday. You don't have to wait another year. I mean, don't wait. Don't make excuses for things in your life. Just go do it. People are desperate to hear what you have to say. Let me tell you.
Mary Jo?
Yeah. What's up?
I have a question. How do we get the link for your 30-minute presentation?
You can go on Manitech's website under manitechlive.com, and it's there. They have the video there, and you can pop the link off of that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. because they were supposed to segment it into, I know Joel said, because of the demand last week, the response they got, they clipped both ends of it. It's funny how they just cut off the president of Manatech. No, poor Al. No, but you know, you don't want to show Al. When you want to give a presentation to somebody, you want it really succinct. You want it in that, you know, 30-40 minute slot, and you don't need the beginning and the end stuff. You just need that presentation. So, and keep your eyes open for the scripts. Like I said, they should be coming out in the next week or so, and you guys are very capable to do exactly what I did. Very capable. It's fun, it's a joy. It's just, you know, I love it. I love to go out and talk to people about, you know, having a better lifestyle. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but every morning, you know, I'm working out in the morning at 6, and then when I'm working out, I listen to the Toms, our championship series, you know, the CDs that we get in the Success Magazine. And Lydia puts them on my phone, so I have them all on my phone. So all I do is plug them into my, you know, earplugs, and I listen off of it when I'm working out. And this morning I listened to Kirsten Pierce again. And, I mean, that guy was amazing. I mean, he just talks. He says, and here's what he shared. And this, I want to share with you this, because this was really important to me, and hopefully it hits home with you guys. He goes, you know, I spend less than 10% of my time talking about Manatech and what we are and who we are and what we're doing. He goes, it's amazing. He says, 90% of my time is just helping people to believe that life doesn't have to be the way it is for them, that there really is something better, that they really start believing in themselves. They have hope of a better way of life. And and just think about that statistic, people, that he spent, when he looks at the time he spends with people out sharing, he spends 90% of the time convincing people, just giving them a little glimmer of hope, because he also said, you know, hope is one of those things that can be here today, gone tomorrow. So he says, you know, it's something I spend time with every day, all my coaching exercises, my counseling, my moving them forward. It's always about building off that hope, building on that hope. Continue to go back and build on that hope. Life can be better. Don't get stuck in a trap. And I just love that. I mean, it hit home to me about maybe I'm, you know, I love to talk about it, but maybe I'm not spending enough time driving that home. And maybe that's one of the reasons why some of us are out there sharing, but we don't seem to get anyone to move, because somehow they're listening, but they don't believe it, and we're not focusing enough on that. What that could mean. And you know when you hit it, when you're talking to somebody, like one of the gals I was meeting with on Friday, and I was working with her, and she was listening, and she, you know, and I asked her a few questions about her family and different things, and we talked about what's going on with the kids, and I said, this is such a great home base, and it's such a great family business. She goes, you know, my daughter's about to have her first baby, and she wants to get out of the working world. I go, oh my gosh. And I started building this image of her working on this business with her daughter as a partner and her son who hates his job. And by the time we were done, she was so off the charts excited. But it wasn't, the first 20 minutes didn't really mean a lot to her. It wasn't until we got to the hope and the picture of what it could mean for her and her daughter and her son. Because sometimes those people mean a lot more than the person I'm talking to, right? So it's just an idea of just, and I've just put that out there. I know it has not a lot to do with our, you know, Mayan incentive, but it has a lot to do with how do we raise our effectiveness in closing people and getting them excited about this incredible opportunity we have. We have to help work on that. And some of you can sit back and go, well, Mary Jo, how do I work on somebody else's hope when I don't have any? That's a good question. Work on yours first, because I don't want you to be out of integrity. Don't go out there and sell somebody on hope when you don't have hope. You got to look at it and say, okay, why is it this hasn't worked for me, or I'm not where I want to be in Manatech? Well, maybe I just need to be doing something differently. Maybe I need to get a hold of Eric Worre's stuff, read GoPro, memorize it, get it down pat. I think it's a terrific book. I want to give it to every brand new person in my entire organization. So that's the way I want to operate from this day forward. But, you know, just, you know, get to learn the skills. Work on the skill set. And I look at a 7-core skill set. Work on the 7-core skill set and support yourself in being better, and watch the results you'll create. Because if you're really committed to this business, why don't you want to be the best you can be at it? That's my question for you today. All right, everybody. Love you. See ya on the Mayan Riviera, and I look forward to watching all you guys cross stage at new leadership levels in about a month and a half, or we're getting close to that incredible Manifest 2015. Goodbye, everybody.